In this video, we'll demonstrate using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to interact with the Free Busy service in Exchange Online. The Free Busy service is the same service that Outlook uses to find suitable meeting times for a set of participants. It allows you to get the availability data for multiple people and resources, and then you can programmatically schedule a meeting in the time slot which you think is the most suitable. To interact with the Free Busy service, you have to create an instance of a class called Availability Options, and you can define some options to go with the request, such as the time window of your search. For example, you'd like to look for meeting suggestions in the next day, the duration of the meeting slot that you're looking for, and then you can also specify the minimum suggestion quality, so you only want to get back excellent suggestions where everybody is available. The data that comes back from the Free Busy service can be in several views. You can either just get back the Free Busy data or the Free Busy and suggestions, which also includes suggested meeting times, or you can ask for only the suggestions. Let's switch over to Visual Studio and show an example of using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to programmatically interact with the Free Busy service and find a suitable meeting time for a set of participants. So let's get to work on this simple console application, and I'll show you how easy it is to interact with the Free Busy service in Exchange Online. So the application is going to query the Free Busy service to find some meeting times that work for the organizer and the required attendees. So of course, the first thing we need to do is specify who the organizer is and who we'd like to invite to this meeting. So I'll create a list of attendee info objects, and this will be my attendee list. And I'll add to that list, create a new instance of attendee info, and specify their email address and the type. So for example, I'm inviting myself and setting myself as the organizer. And then I'll also invite the secondary lab user, who is Sean. We happen to be logged in as Sean on a secondary session, and just set them as a required attendee. So after we've set our list of attendees, we'll specify the availability options which we'll use to connect to the Free Busy service. We'll create an instance of the availability options class. The duration that we're looking for is a 60-minute meeting. Here are some of the optional things that you can set. So the maximum number of non-work hour suggestions per day is 4. The minimum suggestion quality that we'd like to get back from the service, we'll set that to good. And we'll specify that we are only interested in getting back the Free Busy view from the Free Busy service call. And then we'll create an instance of the Get User Availability Results class, and we'll use that to interact with the Free Busy service. So we'll call the Get User Availability method of the service. Here's the list of attendees that we're looking for Free Busy information from. And we're interested in finding meeting times in a time window that's from now out 1 day. And from the availability data that comes back, we'd like the Free Busy data and suggestions. And here we'll pass a reference to that instance of the options that we created. After we get this data, we're going to write out these appointments to the console. So here all I'm doing is iterating through the results and writing them out to the console. So the interesting stuff is down here. For each suggestion, you have a suggestions collection in your results. So we'll write out some information to the console about the suggestion and the quality. And then there's a time suggestion or a set of time suggestions within each suggestion, and we'll write those out to the console. So for example, a suggestion could be a day, and then each time suggestion within the suggestion is a proposed meeting time. And finally, we'll prompt the user to pick one, and we'll schedule the meeting. So once the user enters the number or the choice that's displayed to them, we'll go ahead and create a new appointment, set the subject body, start and end time, required attendees, and save it. Let's save this and compile. Go ahead and run the application. So once the application connects to Exchange Web Services, it's going to put that query out to the free busy service. So you can see that it's suggesting these available appointment times for today, Wednesday, 13th of April. And you can see that 2 p.m. Is the time that Sean and I are first available at. And this is an excellent quality suggestion. Let's take a look at our calendar and confirm that. So, in fact, it is 12:44 now, and we had meetings up until 2 p.m. So the first available time for both of us was 2 p.m. Go ahead and choose that, and you can see the appointment get created on the calendar. So a pretty simple demo here that demonstrates how easy it is to use the Exchange Free Busy Service in Exchange Online using the Exchange Web Services Managed API.